Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Gestapo.
Gestapo who?
Shut up. We will ask the questions.
Knock, knock.
Come in, Sam, and give us a downbeat, baby.
1, 2, 2, 2.
It's the Castle Laughing, starring the Owl and the Pussycat, Winkin', Blinkin' and Nod, Tom Sawyer, Huckleberry Finn, Jane Eyre, and the Poor Man's Brothers Grimm, Dennis Smith and Paddy O'Byrne.
Thank you. Thank you, Leslie Richfield. The Poor Man's Shalom Aleichem. And what ho, D. Smith?
What ho, P. O. Byrne? Yes, tell me, you're wearing such a worried look on your face. Why?
Tell you the truth, I've nowhere else to wear it. What about you, though? Are you really as tough as you look?
Tough, I'll say. I chew nails.
Ooh. Brass or steel?
Finger. Paddy, you're still looking worried. What can ail you?
Well, it's like this. The dustman hasn't been all week, so I don't think we have enough material for tonight's show.
Don't worry, mate. Write something quickly, and I'll fill in with a commercial.
There go the sponsors, and here comes the cast, Miss Annabel Linda. Annabel, dear, what do you get when you cross Harold Wilson with a bumblebee?
Rancid honey.
Yes, the trouble with political jokes is, of course, that they sometimes get elected. Personally, I vote for Diane Wilson. Diane, darling, tell me something. What do you get when you cross a penguin with a herring?
A kipper in a tuxedo.
And whom have we here? Why, it's the right type himself, Dave Reed.
Yes, hello. I crossed an elephant with a hummingbird.
Oh, and what did you get?
Well, it was a very large bird. But see, it doesn't hum very well, but it never forgets a tune.
Finally, the crossest man in the business, good old Leslie Richfield. Leslie, What do you get when you cross a glass of our sponsor's product with an ostrich?
No trouble. You get beer that buries its head in the sand.
Do you know what a Scotland Yard is? 2 feet 10 inches.
Hey, did I tell you I'm expecting twins?
No.
Well, I'm not.
Guess that's why she didn't tell me.
You know, I'll tell you what I like about driving in the country. No traffic cops.
When it comes to eating, you know, you've got to hand it to Venus de Milo. I mean, how else could she eat?
Now, Dave, listen carefully, Dave. Take 15 from 67. What's the difference?
Exactly. What's the difference?
Madam, frankly, madam, I don't like the way your husband looks.
Well, neither do I, Doc. But he's nice to the kids. Now then, dear, you know what happens to little boys who tell lies?
Yes, Mummy. They travel for half fare on the buses.
Did I tell you I've just become a police reporter? Yeah, I have to report to the police twice a day.
Here, listen. The other day, I was walking along Pritchard Street, see? I was following this slinky little number with blonde curls and a black silk dress. Oh! Then she turned round. It was a Supreme Court judge!
That's nothing. I saw a girl at a party the other night, and what she was wearing just about knocked my eyes out. Brass knuckles.
They all laughed when I sat down to play the piano. Some idiot had taken the stool away.
I was born in Cape Town, but I went to school in Johannesburg. Do you know it took me 30 hours to get home for lunch every day?
You know, when I was in Pune, I once shot an elephant in my pajamas. How he got into them, I'll never know.
Last week was program number 5. Tonight we're hitting you for 6.
Yes, and you too have a chance to be caught in the slips. Send us the jokes you cherish
to the Castle Laugh-In, P.O. Box 1166, Johannesburg, and watch out for that heavily laden postman.
With your heavily laden Laugh-In certificate.
And enjoy the thrill of having your story set to music by Sam Sclair. I say, Paddock, do you know that song that goes, the people in the ballroom were stuffy and arty, so I began to get just a little bit afraid?
Know it? Sweetheart, I've been practicing it all week.
You don't mean you're going to sing it?
Yes, sir. And to soften the blow, I've enlisted the aid of Annabel Linder and Sam Sclair.
As your genial host, may I offer a toast to the wine buying guest on my right. Hooray for the wine buyer.
And a bottle of Coogan Sherry for the old colonel.
May his bank account grow heavy laden with dough. May he spend it in here every night. Every night. Seeing this night in its glory. You people so loyal and so true. Puts me in mind of a story.
Won't you tell us about it? Pray do.
The people in the ballroom were stuffy and arty, so I began to get just a little bit afraid. I sneaked into the kitchen, I dug me a party, the waiter
and the porter.
I peeked into the parlor to see what was a-hatching, in time to hear the hostess suggest a charade.
But who was in the pantry, a-laughing, a-scratching?
The waiter and the porter.
And the after-bib.
When they heard the music that the orchestra played, the waiter and the porter grabbed a hold of the maid.
Then they all proceeded to go into a club. Hot diggity dog. If ever I'm invited to some fuddy-duddies, I ain't a-gonna watch any harlequinade.
You'll find him in the kitchen, applauding his buddies,
the waiter
and the porter
and the after-bib.
Well, pardon me, folks. The roast is carved, the wine is served. Why, you look half-starved.
Pardon me, sir, may we be free?
The kitchen staff is having a jamboree.
I went and got a dishpan to use as a symbol.
The porter found a regular glass that he played.
The fingers of the waiter were reaching a thimble.
You should have heard the music that the combination made. Marching through the kitchen to the pantry and back. Why, man, you should have seen as we were balling the jack. Once a half an hour passed without any call.
Jack, we had a ball.
The waltzes and mazurkas, we hate them, we spurn them.
We got a lot of rhythms we want to hear play.
Yes, and we know who to go to when we want to learn them. The waiter and the porter and the young.
I say, Leslie.
Yeah.
Do you realize that Anna Belinda, Patty O'Byrne, and Sam Sclair have just sung...
And for all this good-natured banter, Sam has found his way back to the podium where he's ready to strike up a folk song.
Mr. Shapiro,
yes?
Can you lend me 50 rands till I get back from Cape Town?
Tell me, when you're going?
Who's going?
You know, once upon a time, I used to judge women by their clothes. But I can't anymore. There isn't enough evidence.
Good morning, madam. I'm the piano tuner.
But I didn't send for the piano tuner.
No, madam, your neighbors did.
Boy, you know that Samson sure had the right idea about advertising. You know what he did? He took two columns and brought the house down.
Yeah, well, okay, sweetheart. Can you play the piano?
Can I play the piano? Listen, I'm a virtuoso.
Look, never mind about your morals. Let's hear you play.
Ever since we've been married, I give my wife every cent I earn. Of course, I keep the notes and silver myself.
You know, my son, the doctor, is so clever. He specializes in obstetrics. And if I know my mommy, he'll find the cure. I'm 39. And I'm making my final effort to get a man. I'm joining the Mounties.
You know, I think the trial by jury system is totally wrong. I mean, there was a case the other day where six men and six women were on the jury. They were locked up in this tiny room for 8 hours. And they all came out shouting, "Not guilty!"
I say,
yes.
I say, Leslie.
Yes.
Last Saturday, I went to the races at Germiston, and I was crossing the course, and I bent down to tie my shoelaces, and a short-sighted stable boy shoved a saddle on top of me.
Oh, no. Oh, my poor chap, whatever did you do?
Got up and finished third.
I say, Padder, listen, Padder, do you know I got a marvelous bargain this morning?
Oh, well done, Dan. What did you buy?
I bought 10,000 1963 calendars.
You great buffoon, you were robbed.
Yes, you may think so now, but let me tell you something. If 1963 ever comes back, I'll make a fortune.
Well done, Teddy. Actually, I did a rather silly thing last week. I advertised for a Daily Girl... And now I've got a staff of 365.
Yes, good old Castle Laughing's the thing for you and me.
Effervescent Dennis Smith and friendly P.O.B.
Do you mind? I'm supposed to be the poet around here.
I'm terribly sorry, Dennis. I don't know what came over me.
You will.
Yes, I dare say I will. Well, whatever it was, here it comes again. Roses are red, communists too. Lemons are yellow and love is blue.
I wish I'd said that. Right, while they're all recovering from their latest spasms, I'll nip in quietly and say, here come the sponsors.
Heavens above, here we are at chapter two, another child wash.
Oh, never mind about the kids. Have you cleaned up any of the gags from our mailbag?
Yes, I have. It wasn't easy, but I have.
Oh, good. Well, then it's time to play Don't Shoot the Listeners. They're doing their best. Well, sweetheart, this is our seventh baby. What are we going to call it?
Let's call it quits.
My words, what a hot day this has been. No, but it has, really. Now, honest, now this morning I saw a dog chasing a cat and they were both walking.
You know, my boyfriend's so stupid, he thinks manual labor's a Spaniard. Now, little Dave, if I lay 3 eggs here and 2 eggs there, how many do I have, dear?
Personally, miss, I don't think you can do it.
Did you hear about the farmer who sold his farm and became a chemist? And now they call him pharmaceutical.
Darling, I'm having an affair. Oh, who's doing the catering?
Dennis, I see you've had a haircut.
Yes, and I bet you can't tell which one. That's what they say, hair today, gone tomorrow.
Darling, darling, do you like Brahms?
I don't know. I've never tasted them.
I say, Padder, you don't mind if I call you Padder, do you?
My dear fellow, do feel free.
All right, Padder. How do sailors at sea keep their clothes clean?
Oh, they just throw them overboard and let them get washed ashore. Seriously, though, Jen, can I tell you a dirty joke?
Oh, yes, please.
All right, here we go.
Yes?
Leslie fell in the mud.
That's jolly good. Can I tell you a clean joke?
All right, you must.
Okay. Leslie washed himself.
Yeah, lady, when you came round the corner, why didn't you blow your hooter?
Because I didn't have a hanky.
Simple Simon met a pieman going to the fair. Said Simple Simon to the pieman, "What have you got there?" The pieman said to Simple Simon, "Pies, you twit."
I'll teach you to kiss my daughter.
Too late, Daddy O, I already learned.
I say.
Yeah?
If I shine my torch up in the sky, will you climb up the beam to the moon?
No, I know you. When I'm halfway up, you'll switch your perishing torch off.
Madam, do you realize you have a flat battery?
And what shape should it be?
I say, Padder. Do you know what they used to call fish paste in the 13th century?
No, but I'm dying to know. What did they call fish paste in the 13th century?
Middle-aged spread.
Hello! Seven is my lucky number. I was born on the seventh day of the seventh month in 1937. Last night, I kissed seven girls, and this afternoon, I backed horse number seven in the seventh race. Came in fourth.
Oh, darling. Yeah. When we were first married, you were so affectionate. You know, you used to tickle my chin. Won't you do it again?
All right. Which one?
Visitor, did your husband leave you anything?
Oh, darling, he left me 10,000 rand. Well, he was so good to me, I spent most of it buying a memorial stone to him.
Oh, Visitor.
dear, what a noble gesture.
Look, here's the stone. 24-carat diamond.
And finally, from our mailbag, here are some small advertisements.
Cottage piano for sale. Owner getting grand.
For sale. Evening gowns. Cuts ridiculously low.
Wanted. An organist. And boy to blow safe.
When baby is done drinking, it must be unscrewed and laid in a cool place, under the tap. If the baby does not thrive on fresh milk, it should be boiled.
We are running a sale of men's shirts, which will only last a week.
For sale. A lovely pram bought in error. Never used.
For sale, bakery business with first-class oven. Present owner has been in it for over 20 years.
Wanted. A room for two gentlemen. 30 feet long and 20 feet wide.
Yep, it's getting better all the time. Three full foolscap pages of jokes from you out there, and Castle Laughing scrolls are flowing in great profusion.
Yes, make sure of your copy now by sending your original stolen witticisms to the Castle Laughing P.O. Box 1166, Johannesburg.
That's where we live, and it's murder in there.
Yes, I'm glad you said that.
So am I.
Yeah. Right. It's been said that George Haydn can make an alto sax talk.
And here's one of their recent conversations.
Pretty sexy, eh? Yeah. Yes, George Haydn, who's almost certain now of a job with Victor Sylvester.
I wish I'd say that. And now, will you all pay attention, please? Here come the sponsors. Yes, lovely stuff. Well, what ho again, G. Smith?
Yes, as you say. What ho, P. O'Byrne?
Then, my dear fellow, are you aware of the danger of polluted water?
Yeah, of course I am, yes.
Yes, well, what precautions do you take?
Well, first of all, I filter it.
And then?
Then I boil it.
And next?
Next, I add chemicals.
What then?
Then I drink beer.
Any particular brand?
Yes. What a ridiculous question.
I say,
yes.
What do you two maniacs laughing at?
Well, it's what he said. He said, any particular brand.
Any particular brand.
This is most unseemly. You're completely ignoring the girls. Pray allow me to beg silence for Miss Annabelle Linda.
Thank you, Leslie. Leslie, I want you to be the first to know about my tremendous good luck.
Really?
Yes. My uncle just left me 50,000 head of cattle.
Any particular brand?
I don't wish to know that. Kindly leave the stage and make room for Miss Diane Wilson.
Thank you, dear old Leslie. Oh, how we danced on the night we were wed. I got rhythm, I got music. I could have danced all night.
Any particular band?
In this case, we're concerned with the particular castle Laughing, land of Sam Square. Richfield produced The Castle of Laughing, which is presented as a public service by South African breweries every Wednesday night at 7:30 p.m. And I mean that most sincerely.